You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Auckland Council is set to decide when the Auckland local alcohol policy will be put in place for the city. The policy details stricter measures in Tāmaki Makaurau, which means bottle shops won't be able to sell liquor after 9pm, and would put a two-year freeze on new liquor licences in high-priority areas. I spoke to Lawyer and Secretary of Communities Against Alcohol Harm, Dr. Grant Hewison, about the policy and what this will mean for Aucklanders.
Later this month, Auckland Mayor and councillors will be tasked with detailing when the Auckland local alcohol policy will be set to begin, which could be as early as December. Could you explain what this policy entails?
Under the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act, there's a mechanism for regulating the sale of alcohol within council areas called a local alcohol policy. So under that act, there's the ability to create a local alcohol policy for Auckland. Back in when the act was just coming in 2012, 2013, Auckland started the process of developing a local alcohol policy, and it got through to the stage of adopting that as what is called a provisional local alcohol policy. But at that stage, there was a right of anyone who was submitted to appeal it, and a number of parties appealed the local alcohol policy through to a body called the Alcohol Regulatory Licensing Authority, and then there were appeals beyond that that eventually ended up in the Supreme Court. So it's taken pretty much a decade of that sort of legal process before that's all been resolved, and now Auckland is essentially adopting its local alcohol policy that it developed, you know, some years ago.
And why is this policy so important?
It's a key measure to regulate the sale of alcohol within a local area. In this case, it's Auckland, but in other parts of the country, you know, you get down to communities as small as Kororo, which with some of the neighbouring councils have a policy, or if you just go south of Auckland into the Waikato, there's a Waikato district, a local alcohol policy. So pretty much every council, subject to some of them joining together and doing it jointly, can put in place a local alcohol policy. But because Auckland's so large, this policy applies to the whole of Auckland.
This policy will target 23 suburbs of priority that are spread around Auckland, predominantly in south and west Auckland, and this is due to a variety of factors such as the levels of alcohol-related crimes and existing alcohol licenses. Is this enough, or would targeting all suburbs in the city be a better approach?
At the time this was developed, back in 2013-14, that made a lot of sense to restrict the opening of new bottle stores within those town centres. And it still makes a lot of sense to restrict, you know, the opening of bottle stores in those town centres. But I think, you know, in the ensuing decade, we've seen bottle stores mainly try to open now outside of town centres. It sort of appears that town centres are largely saturated with the bottle stores. I mean, there are 520 bottle stores across Auckland. So it probably might have made more sense, albeit far more difficult. It might have been better to have gone for a prohibition on the opening of all bottle store off licences across the whole of Auckland, irrespective of where they may wish to locate. But in a sense, that opportunity is now in front of us. So once this LAP is adopted, Auckland Council can start a process of review of it, and it may, with some things like, for example, that issue, it may decide to review those matters quite quickly and come back with a revised version of the LAP in a year or two, you know, for adoption.
You kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier with that community that was outside of Auckland that have implemented their own sort of LAP. Are there plans to implement similar policies to different regions in the country that don't currently have them, or is this already in the works?
So a significant barrier to putting in place LAPs, and you can see it through the experience that Auckland had, is the appeals process that was in place up until the middle of last year. So quite a lot of councils either had very weak LAPs, or they didn't sort of progress them if they were challenged. So we don't, for example, have an LAP Christchurch because they were challenged, and Hamilton because they were challenged. We have a rather unfortunate situation in the Waikato district where they had an LAP, they revised it, made it tougher, if you like, or made it regulate things more, and that was appealed before this change in the law happened. But what happened in the middle of last year is communities across New Zealand asked for this appeals process to be removed from the legislation, and the Labor government did that kind of in the middle of last year through a piece of legislation called the Sound Supply of Alcohol Community Participation Bill. So that's now been removed, which means that councils around the country, I think, will be feeling more confident that they can put in place an LAP without it being subject to this appeals process and the legislation. So I think we'll see a number of councils move reasonably swiftly to put in place LAPs going, you know, the next year or two.
And you also touched on this a little bit earlier as well. This policy has been in the works for a while, first being introduced in the Sales and Supply of Alcohol Act in 2012, with the first provisional local alcohol policy, otherwise known as LAP, being released in 2015. However, it hasn't been until this month that the Alcohol Regulatory and Licensing Committee approved Auckland's provisional local alcohol policy. Why has this taken so long?
Because the people who appealed the PLAP took the appeal all the way to the Supreme Court. Our justice system moves at the pace it does, and it just takes time. Basically, there were appeals to the High Court, and then there were further appeals beyond that to the Court of Appeal, and then there was a final appeal beyond that to the Supreme Court. So those legal processes just take years, and we also had COVID in the middle of that, which slowed things down further. So yeah, it's unfortunate that it's taken that long to get a decision that, you know, is robust and can be relied on. That's just how that works. And I think now councils around the country can be much more confident with the appeals process having been removed, and with the Supreme Court decision favourable Auckland Council, I think they'll find that they are in a much better place to progress LAPs and more robust LAPs than they have in the past. I think just put this in context, New Zealand still has a very liberal kind of regulatory approach to the sale and supply of alcohol. Alcohol is a drug. Causes a whole lot of number of significant harms in our community, from people drink driving, causing, you know, people to die from drink driving, to, you know, overconsumption of alcohol, to violence, and through to you know, diseases such, you know, alcohol causes cancer, for example. So it's a legal drug, but it's a drug. It's lightly regulated in New Zealand, I'd say, compared to a number of other countries around the world. And I think this move to put in place this LAP will mean that we can put in some of the key aspects of the legislation intended around local regulation of alcohol. And I think through that we will see a reduction in the harm that, you know, alcohol causes to the people in our communities and to, you know, your population of students. So I think we'll see a positive result in terms of a reduction of harm from this LAP.
That was Lawyer and Secretary of Communities Against Alcohol Harm, Dr. Grant Hewison, and about the Auckland local alcohol policy and what this will mean for Aucklanders.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.